I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Comedy 103.1, your boy Big Mike. Excited to get this comedian in studio. He has been a part of so many Comedy 103.1 events. He has done our birthday party. He did our free comedy night at the Orchard Town Center last week. And now he is headlining at Comedy Works Downtown and the South Club. We got Troy Walker. What's up, man?
How's it going?
Welcome to the studios.
Thanks for having me.
You've done several of our birthday parties in the past. And like I said, last week we did our free comedy nights at the Orchard Town Center. I think my face is still hurting from your set from that one, but it's awesome to get you in the studio.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing me in, man. I'm really excited.
Yeah, and you're just coming. Cool. You're like just coming in from Canada.
Yeah, I just got done working a comedy club up in Winnipeg.
International with it right now. That's
you
crazy.
Know, well, Canada.
That's international. Okay.
Yeah.
Once you get to one of like, I just went to Mexico for the first time last month.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been international now.
This is another nation.
You're going worldwide.
Canada is easy to forget because it's all our stuff anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Like, at least Mexico, it felt different. There was oceans all over.
Mexico feels different. Lots of places. Canada feels like.
What's the comedy scene like up in Canada?
Well, Winnipeg was great. I mean, the comedy club is a club called Rumors. It was awesome. Yeah. They had some good openers. The crowds were good. It was a great weekend. And but it's easy to forget you're not just like in like Indiana or something.
I was gonna say, are you able to talk about things that maybe resonate that obviously here in the United States? Is it kind of universal, the comedy?
Well, that's like that's like the thing about Canada, right? Is like pretty much everything they have, all their pop culture is stuff we gave, like everything. I saw Wonder Woman. The previews were just American movies. Every like the TV shows are all our TV shows.
Well, and they basically gave us Drake and Bieber and all that. So I mean, you know, there you go.
All our sports is the stuff they're watching. Like all our leagues. Like it's kind of weird how much we dominate. Yeah.
But we want to thank you for coming by. We have Troy Walker in the studio. So here's the deal. He's got a show tonight at Comedy Works Downtown. And then the next two nights, tomorrow and Wednesday, you'll be at a Comedy Works South.
Comedy Works South, yeah.
And you, so are you from Colorado? Or are you a Colorado native?
Colorado native, born and raised, yeah. Denver native.
I mean, I know you've been doing Comedy Works many times. You were like the Fresh Faces winner like two times, right?
Two times, yeah.
And now you know, Comedy Works, all the comedians that come here say it's one of the best comedy clubs they've ever performed in. So to have them, you know, headlining tonight in the next couple of days, you must be doing something right.
I think I'm doing something right. You know, Comedy Works trains us up well. That's the club I came up in. It's the home club, you know. Started off doing like regular sets opening for people, and you know, 10 years later, you know, you get to come back in.
They don't just put anybody in there. You got to work for it. I mean, from what I've heard, I mean, you got to put in the hours. You got to put in the hard work to even get to like the opening stuff or even some of the open mic stuff. Like, it's not just like an easy thing. You got to put some work in.
Nah, man, yeah, it's hustle. It's hustle. Yeah. You know, she's not letting Riff Raff on that stage. You know,
and you know, speaking of which, you know, with the comedy scene here in Denver, and I think, you know, Comedy Works plays a huge part of why the comedy scene is so awesome here. Over the with that, you see a lot of like open mics. You see a lot of people trying to get into this.
Yeah.
Having, you know, been a success story with that, do you have any advice for people that are thinking like they want to step their foot in the door of comedy?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, it's like you said, like Comedy Works is the heart of the Denver comedy scene. Yeah. Like our scene is what it is because of that club and how the owner, Wendy Curtis, runs it. Uh-huh. And so I think it's important to, you know, appreciate that. I think like a lot of people in Denver don't know how lucky we are to have that kind of situation and also the kind of scene that's grown up around it. I think if you're trying to get into comedy, the only thing I can tell you to do, you got to hit the open mics. You got to go down there. You got to get, you know, you got to get your teeth kicked in to figure out if you really want to do it. So you got to go down to those bars and hang out for a couple hours on a Tuesday and, you know,
You got to acclimate yourself to. Like, even if you are funny, even if you can make anybody laugh wherever you're at, it's different. Like, so, you know, I work with Comedy 103.1, but I also work at another station where I can go in front of 15,000 people and I can rock that easy. When I do our comedy birthday party and I just have a couple hundred people sitting in front of me, I'm like that makes me sweat.
Yeah.
And like, you might be funny, but to like get in front of a crowd and deal with like different sense of humor. So you got to work on that.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, I mean, that's how you know that you like comedy. You know, yeah. you like doing stand up when you're at a show where you are bombing, mm-hmm. where nobody's laughing and the crowd hates you, and maybe there's nobody even there.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like two people. One of yeah. neither of them even knew there was going to be comedy, and they don't like it, and you still want to do it again. That's how you know.
That's when you're doing it right.
That's how you know. It's got to be the worst situation. You know.
We have Troy Walker. He's at Comedy Works downtown tonight. Comedy Works South the next two nights. Do you still remember your very first time stepping on stage? Your very first?
Yeah.
So I've gotten two different sides. I've gotten people that have gone up, said that their first time was amazing. They knocked it out of the park. They said it's easy. And then I've had people that said they bombed. How did yours go?
Mine was both.
Okay.
So mine was at the Squire Lounge on East Colfax, back the old Squire before, mm-hmm. you know, that's like nice now, but back then it was like
not so nice.
No, it was sketchy. You smell the bathroom from the door, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember I went up and I wasn't doing well, but I got like some chuckles from the people around the stage or whatever. And so I was like on cloud nine, even though I basically just inhaled. I just bombed hard. I just like
you didn't get booed off the stage, which is a good step.
No, they just didn't listen to me. They were just all talking.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't get to. They didn't take the time to boo.
Yeah,
you know. But it was like that place used to be packed every Tuesday. It was the meanest mic there was. The best place to come up. And, you know, it was ankle weights. Made you better.
But you got some chuckles. Chuckles are important.
I got a few chuckles from some very nice people who were sitting very close to the stage. Close enough to have heard me over all the talking going on by everybody else. But that was enough, man. That
those
was enough
few
for
people
me to feel
could
great.
Have booed. So the fact that those few people chuckled.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
And, like, you know, the comics said good things. So that was enough. That was enough to bring me back. And then the next week, it was terrible. The next week was
they were listening that time.
Oh, the next week was pin drop quiet.
And next week, you're doing an open up film on the Rocks.
Yeah.
You got Bridesmaids. I don't know if tickets are still available. If they are, you're going to want to hurry up because those things sell out, like, you know, overnight. So, you know, if there's a few tickets available, you want to get that, but you'll be opening up that. That's going to be cool to do Red Rocks.
Yeah, man, it's the best. It's the best. It's the best outdoor venue. I think it has to be the best outdoor venue in the world. I can't imagine a better one.
Well, it's one of those places, like all the artists that's on their bucket list. And the thing about that is the way they do it. I mean, sometimes there's like a 5-year, you know, waiting list, mm-hmm. even for the big artists to get in there.
It's
if they want it, they got to like spend more to out kick other people out. And it's crazy over there because it's a venue everybody wants to be at. And you'll be doing that next week.
Yeah, man. It's another one of those Comedy Works benefits. You know, you're on the right team.
Exactly.
You know, they hook you up.
Well, so Troy Walker, we have him in studio. So he last week, he helped us kick off our Orchard Free Nights at the Orchard Town Center. We're actually doing that later this month. You can go to comedy1031.com. Like I said, tonight, you're headlining Comedy Works Downtown.
Downtown, yeah.
It's going to be a great night of comedy. And if you live farther down south, though, you can still go to the shows tomorrow, Wednesday, because you'll be at Comedy Works South.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Perfect. Well, we got Troy Walker. You can get those tickets at comedyworks.com. You know, thank you for always being there for us here at Comedy 103.1.
Absolutely.
Always having our back, and we look forward to having you back by.
Yeah, thanks for having me on everything. Everything I've done with you guys has been incredible. Thanks for having me.
Of course, man.
And thanks for having me here today.
All good, man.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.